It's All In with Andy.
Hey, I'm Andy. This is episode 16, and we have Sean Motes here with us today. Sean, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Let's give a little background with Sean here. I've known Sean for a while. We've been friends for, I don't know how many years.
Quite a while.
Sean here is the manager over at Hagerstown Sports Club in Fitness. And how long have you been managing there?
I've been there almost 4 years now. I've been a member there since 2015 and then transitioned into management role.
When you joined the gym, did you always have the aspiration to eventually manage and maybe run the gym?
Not at all, to be honest. The stars kind of aligned. I'd always been in sales prior to that, and it just came open and it was a perfect fit. Love it. Just love being a part of it. Great community.
That's great. I remember the days of you delivering pizzas.
Yes.
And you've come a long way.
Delivery specialist.
Tell us a little bit about what your gym offers over at Hagerstown Sports Club and Fitness.
Yes, we're a 24/7 facility. Location wise, we're kind of in between Meritus and Robinwood and HCC down in Hagerstown. So we're 24/7. Membership includes group fitness classes, unlimited tanning, outdoor pool, which is available Memorial Day through Labor Day. So unfortunately, it's closed now, but it is there. We also offer childcare and personal training.
Childcare is probably a big one because a lot of people make the excuse, "Oh, I can't come to the gym. I got my kids."
Right. No excuses here.
No excuses at Hagerstown Sports Club and Fitness. You guys pretty much know your stuff.
I think so. I'd like to think so.
Yeah. I mean, I would say you did, especially those Facebook videos you're putting up on social media. They are top notch. And my favorite are the pool videos.
Oh, yes. Everybody loves the pool videos. You know, we try to be different, but we're humble and we're down to earth. And I think people really love that about us. You know, we're just normal guys.
Yeah. And a lot of people relate to social media today. That's, you know, people's main media outlet. Right. And when you post on social media like that and you're putting up entertaining videos, but at the same time, you're getting your point across and you're getting new members, you can't beat that.
Right. It's cool to, you know, people like funny. A lot of times I run out of ideas and then we'll just get one spur of the moment. I'm like, "Hey, grab the phone. We're going to go record this." And
yeah, those are the best ones. Right, exactly. Those are the best ones. You actually competed at the United States Powerlifting Coalition Regional Championship.
I did. Yeah. So most people just call it USPC.
Okay. You placed second in your division, which is pretty freaking awesome.
Right. It's, you know, it's very humbling. You meet a lot of cool people there. A lot of strong people, but everybody I've met through powerlifting, some of the nicest people in the world.
Ever since I've known you, you were never skinny, but you were smaller back in the day, and now you are jacked.
A little small.
So did you always have aspirations to become a powerlifter and get bigger?
This was not planned. It's going to sound funny. Not everybody will know who this is, but the Ultimate Warrior, I know you will.
Oh, I know
WWF, WWE. I always wanted to look like that guy when I was a kid, but I never had plans for it. I always tell people I would go to the gym and then I'd go to Waffle House and get two meals, and this is the result. So it's not hard.
Hey, whatever works for you. So when did you actually start lifting? You played football in high school.
I played football, but then lifting, like really knowing what I was doing, probably when I was 22, I'd say 21, 22. That's when I think everything kind of clicked. And then especially once I went over to Hagerstown Sports Club, actually heavier weights, you know, there was bigger guys there. So I just kind of watched them learn their habits and it just kind of took off from there.
Do you have any goals set for yourself to compete in any more competitions or anything like that?
I still want to compete. Right now I'm dealing with a couple injuries that I can work around, but at this point in my life, it's definitely staying healthy is number one. It's hard, but staying healthy. But yeah, I'm going to powerlift as long as my body lets me.
There you go. I completely understand it's hard to stay healthy. I just started a new diet through Elevation Healthcare in Waynesboro. Yep. It's taught me a lot. It opened my eyes to things that I didn't realize I was actually doing.
Yeah, it's changes like that. I always tell people, whether it's a diet, gym, whatever, the first 2 to 3 weeks are what I found are the hardest. And then after that, you build those good habits. And
right. You get into a routine.
Right.
You offer personal training at the Hagerstown Sports Club and Fitness as well. And you're one of the personal trainers. You finish as a finalist in our Best of the Tri-State competition. Yay. Congratulations on that. Did you just fall into that as well?
And yeah, it just kind of happened. Somebody said, "Why don't you try training?" I'm like, "I don't know. Like, who am I to tell people what to do in the gym?" Mm-hmm. And then they're like, they literally said, "Well, look at yourself."
That's what they sign up for.
Yeah, I was like, "Well, you know, I guess you're right." And I think every trainer will go through this kind of like imposter syndrome. Like, who am I to tell people what to do? But turns out, not to brag, but I guess I'm pretty good. It's fun. You get a lot out of it. No better feeling in the world than watching people, you know, meet their goals, and they'll put those positivity posts up there, like my body transformation. You see everybody reacting to it, so it's super cool to see and to have a hand in that. It's really really something.
That's one of the great things about your you guys' social media posts as well as your member spotlights.
Right. Yep.
And that makes you, that in itself is encouraging to somebody that's trying to change themselves. Nothing better than somebody come up to you saying, man, I see your change, and you don't have to tell them you're changing.
We've had numerous people lose close to 100 pounds.
Nice.
Since coming over.
Nice.
So it really is wild to see. Like we do those member spotlights, not just for weight loss either, but it's cool to just showcase the wild transformations like that.
Right. Now, you do a lot for the community as well. I know you help out some kids or maybe possibly adults as well that have special needs. You bring them into the gym.
Yes.
Give us a little insight on that. How does that go about?
So there's a couple programs we partner with. One is the ARC of Washington County. The other would be Special Olympics of Maryland. Okay. I'm actually the powerlifting coach for Washington County, a brand new team this year. But yeah, we just try to spread positivity, man. Like it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but
that's great.
It feels good to give back and help people smile.
A lot of gyms, people, they just go in, they work out and they leave. I feel like when you come to Hagerstown Sports Club and Fitness, it's kind of like a family atmosphere.
It honestly is. I try to be on a first name basis with everyone. No, I'm not there 24 hours a day, but you know, you learn people and you learn their spouses, their kids. They explain to you, hey, so-and-so has a football game this week. He wants you to come out. Like it's really cool that with us being such a family atmosphere, you get to meet so many cool people and just from all walks of life. So I think that's what kind of separates us from, I guess I'll say you're like commercial big box gyms. We try to know your name and we try to like know your story. You're not just another number or dollar signs to us. We really want you to succeed, you know, in the gym and out.
That's wonderful. So if someone's looking for a new gym and they want to choose Hagerstown Sports Club and Fitness, direct them where to go. Where can they find you guys at?
So we're on Facebook, Hagerstown Sports Club and Fitness. Also www.hagerstownsportsclubandfitness.com. Same stuff. We have Instagram as well, but most of the content ends up on Facebook. That's probably in those Facebook.
Right. So who doesn't?
That's the easiest thing.
Yeah. Well, great. If you're looking for a new gym, I highly recommend Hagerstown Sports Club and Fitness. If you need a personal trainer, Sean's out there for you.
Hello.
Thanks for hanging out today, Sean.
Thanks, guys.
It's All In with Andy.